Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Well, hello and good evening. This is your host, Miss Tiffany, on Blog Talk Radio / Know Your Enemy, Deep Dark and Dirty. Basically, tonight's, I guess you can say, chat is for the teddy bear group. But the topic of tonight is, why do men / women, what do you expect from your mate? Like someone that, I guess you can say, that you're dating, or someone that you hold some type of interest in. You know, I want to know from the fellas and the ladies, what do you expect from your ideal mate? You know, I see we have a couple callers on the line. If you want to get in on this chat or you want me to open your mic, just press 1 and I'll let you in. You can just announce yourself and what state you're calling from. Okay. 856, I'm about to open your mic.
Tip.
Hello.
This is Veronica.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
I'm awake for the topic. You wide awake tonight.
I'm wide awake. So you want to hear my, and I'll talk all night, but I'm not going to do that. I don't know who else is on here, but I would say there's a difference between someone you're interested in and someone you're dating. They're different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when you're interested in somebody, you're still trying to get to know that person. So I'm not going to expect anything from you other than be honest. What's going on? Are you dating? Which means there's me and maybe a few others, which is fine. So neither one of us are going to get that same level of, I don't want to say respect, but you're not going to get that same level of attention.
Right.
But if you're dating, I'm going to expect more. I'm going to expect loyalty. I'm going to expect you to communicate. I'm going to expect attention, time, the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be the only one if we're seeing each other. I'm going to be the only one, and you're going to be the only one. So it's big. Difference between being interested and dating.
Okay, well, let me ask this question to you. It's like, you know, back in the day, it was about courting. And I hear a lot of older people say, like my aunts and them talk about it a lot. Like, you know, back in our day, we used to court. Nowadays, y'all just hip-hop, this, that, is this person, that person. And I was telling them, I said, yeah, but a lot of stuff with y'all back in the day, y'all was forced into situations. Y'all family got you with the person. Basically, it was some type of agreement. You might not have really liked the person, but that's who you was with. You got pregnant. Well, not got pregnant. Got married, then had babies and stuff. And I said, a lot has changed. I said, yeah. There's a catch-22 with dating, because to me, for dating, it's like you're fair game. I may have interest in you, but I'm still trying to get to know you to decide if I want to take it further. Whereas, though, a lot of times back then, whoever you were caught in dating, that's 9 out of 10 the person you ended up with. You know, so I don't, it's just, there's a lot of catch-22s with back in the day and now.
We set the tone for what we're going to tolerate and what we're not going to tolerate, or what we expect and not expect. I think we set the tone for that. Not we as women,
right,
but we as people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if people take the time, especially if you're really interested, one thing, if you just, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I like her, but, or I like him, but I don't really see any potential. That's completely different than, you know what, I've talked to this person a few times, and they're really cool. Like, I want to really get to know this person. Not saying that it's going to go anywhere or any further, but I think
right,
we start taking the time to get to know a person, determine whether or how the two proceed going further. Because you could still want to date, but still not be exclusive, but still have respect for each other. Because I think that
right,
we get so caught up in, oh, my God, this person looks this way, and I want to sleep with this person, but you're not even knowing what this person is, what they're like. Are you asking if they got any diseases? When was the last time you had an HIV test? You know what I'm saying? Those
exactly.
Things are important. And it's not just, oh, wow, you know, we'll wear a condom. No, it's so much stuff out here. And I think people are scared to ask questions.
Right. And like
but
you said, people are stuck on the image of things, too.
And I think, too, people now are so afraid of getting hurt that they don't allow themselves to feel anything. And I'm guilty.
Hmm.
No,
you know what?
And not that I
it's
can't.
Funny you said that.
I just choose if I want to. If I want to.
Okay.
I want to trust
you. No, not to cut you off. Okay. It's funny that you said that because a lot of people tell me, ask me, am I afraid to open up, show my feelings and stuff, because I'm not really an emotional person like that. I'm sensitive,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not emotional for showing my feelings. But I just feel as though this, I don't have 100% to give someone anymore. 85%, yes. But you can have all of the 85%. I just feel as though a lot of times when you done been through things, whether damage, experience some things, I'm not that naive person, you know, like, no, I don't have that to give no more. I don't have a problem with giving what I have, but you're just not going to take it easily, and that's just how I am. It takes a lot for me to open up to somebody and express how I feel, but in the same, once I'm there, there's no question about how I feel, you know. Hold on, Veronica. We have a couple other callers on the line. Do anyone want to join in on this discussion? Y'all can press one. Don't be scared. But you can go ahead and finish. That's right. I don't want to call out no number. Hold on. I don't want. Wait a minute. We got a caller that want to join in with us, Veronica. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, caller. Can you state your name and where you calling from?
Oh, hi. How you doing? Good night. This is Joseph, and I'm calling
hey,
from New York. How
hey,
doing?
Joseph. All right, and you?
I'm fine. I'm listening to what y'all are saying, and but just so I could be clear, you said the question is what do I expect
from your potential
to?
Mate? Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, not necessarily someone you're talking to, but like, I guess someone that you're looking to be in a serious relationship with, from your potential mate, what do you expect from them?
Well, I would say it all depends on the person. You have to know, at some point, you know, when you know, in the mix of, you know, being with that person and, you know, what gives them that potential to be your mate or be your other, your second, you know, half or whatever, you would have to know them. You have to know something about them. So that's saying that to say you would definitely need to, you would have something to, how do I say it, There's a way that you can tell, like, what to expect from them. Like, you know, you know what they can do, what they cannot do, what they're capable of, basically, depending on the person that you're dealing with. So if you're dealing, for example, you know, if you're dealing with a person that's, you know, like not too affectionate or whatever, you don't expect, you know, flowers and candy from that person. You know, expect something a little bit more hardcore or more, you know, less sensitive, you know, from that person. But if you're dealing with a person who's, you know, more in tune with their feelings and, you know, everything, then, you know, you can expect, you know, flowers and candy from that person and, you know, affection and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So,
Veronica, do you have any questions for Joseph?
Do you think that...
Sorry not to cut you off.
I'm sorry. Joseph, do you think that even though that person might not be affectionate, if do you think that when a woman knows that a man may not be affectionate, or a man knows that a woman may not be affectionate, because that does go both ways, that sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone, and if you know that it's something that this person likes, even though it's not something you would normally do, but you know that it's something that this person likes, that you kind of step out of your comfort zone. And I think sometimes when a person does that, it kind of helps to break the ice, or just make things, maybe that makes that person feel a little bit more comfortable. Maybe. Because I know there's things that, you know, I may do that I may not necessarily be comfortable with, but I know that, you know what, I know that he mentioned this, so maybe let me do this even though I'm going in blind, I may not know anything about it, but you know what, he mentioned that this is something that he likes. Let me see if I can, you know, do something to make his day a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your question is like, would I step out of my comfort zone, basically?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's something, even though it may not be something that, you know, a man might be comfortable with, but he's getting to know a woman, and it may be something that she likes, that he'll go ahead and do it
personally? Yeah, no, personally, I don't mind stepping out of my comfort zone. That's not a, you know, that's not an issue for me, really. You know, because you get more bees or honey, right? Opposed to vinegar. Yeah. So, you know, you gotta, you know, do what you gotta do. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do to, you know, get what it is that you want. But all around, honestly, I feel like, you know, those type of things, like, you're taking a risk, you're taking a chance with everything, especially with relationships. And that person that you know, dealing with or whatever, you at some point you have to say to yourself, like, yo, you know, this is a big chance that I'm taking right here dealing with this person, you know, with my heart, mm-hmm. my feelings, and, you know, my health, and, you know, if that person is worth it, then, you know, go all out. Why not? Because it's mm-hmm. not, it really is just a waste of time.
True.
I have a question for you.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead. No, I had one for both of y'all, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
And you said right now you don't have 85%. I mean, you might have 85%, but what are you expecting from a potential person? Are you expecting 100 from him, or are you expecting this him to match your same 85?
That's a very good question. I think I'm just past the point of someone really having 100% that done experienced a little, you know, because I think, like, once you go through something, sometimes you hold stuff back, or because you're not as vulnerable as you were then, you know, you live and you learn. I don't have no problem with someone having less than 100% because I don't expect them to have it because I don't have it. But what I do mm-hmm. have, I'll give you all of it. But in the same, I need somebody, when I'm in a relationship, the three C's are important to me. That's communication, commitment. I don't even want to say the last.
Go ahead and say it.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Communication.
Share it with the class.
I just had a brain freeze. Compromise. That's it. Compromise. Communication,
yeah,
commitment, and compromise. You know. So it's like, if that person can give me all of that, then we good. And especially the communication part. Because when mm-hmm. things good, we're going to talk. When they bad, you definitely just need to talk things out.
Mm-hmm.
But you also
mm-hmm.
have to compromise. But what I find out, too, a lot of times, and people say, oh, single people shouldn't hang around people that's married, this is that, all right, whatever. I feel as though a lot of times when you get in a relationship, That's what they say. I don't necessarily agree with it. But a lot of times when you get in a relationship, you're always doing something with your mate. It's like you lose your individuality sometimes. Things you used to do, you stop doing. Then your friends say, oh, you acting funny, you acting different, you ain't never got time. So that's why when I'm with someone, we got that one day a week, that's L day, where it's just us, nobody else. Ain't talking to nobody, that's L day. I don't care if it's a date night or spa treatment, something good, but that'll be a us thing. But my question to the both of y'all is this. I seen this video where the guy was talking about relationships and stuff. And he said, I hate when you're dating with someone, you're just on a date, and they want to ask questions about other people that you're dating. He was like, how I look at me dating someone. He said, when you go on a job interview, do you ask the employer about the other employees they're thinking about hiring for the position? So I want to ask your opinion on that, you know?
I don't want to know. I don't
do
want to
know.
Let me be me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know
right.
What the competition is. I don't want to know.
Exactly. He says you got to present yourself the best way you can. If he wants you, you're going to catch his attention. There's going to be something about you that stands out. That's basically what he was kind of saying in the video.
Wait, so the question is, do we want to know about the other potential people that you know, could be in the relationship? Like, what was the question?
The question, not really a question, it was more or less a statement. He was saying that he hates when people are dating people, but they want to know about
mm-hmm.
the other people that the person is dating. Why do you want to know about the other person you're dating? It's basically like a job interview. You're on a job interview, you're not asking about the other potential employees he's trying to hire. You know, you present yourself the best way to that person. If they like you, they're going to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know. That's a little iffy to me because I feel like I won't put everything out there in the beginning. You know, like when you're starting to date the person and everything, like you don't, because to me, I'm still feeling them out. I'm still feeling them out to see like how worthy, you know, she is, you know. So certain things I think I would kind of hold back. So I'm not going to put everything like you said, you know, be the best, you know, that I can be right off the bat like that. I'm just going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll be me regular, the regular me, like nothing extra. I'm not going to go like, you know, above and beyond like that, you know, and right, not in the beginning, at least. And I mean, but as far as, you know, you want to know about other people, knowing the type of people that she was dealing with, or, you know, they would kind of also would tell you, you know, the type of person that she is, you know, or he is,
so.
Like, you know. Well, yeah, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, you can tell you, like, you know, the type, like, if you know, me and you, you know, getting together or whatever, and you tell me, like, oh, the past two relationships that you was in, you know, was, say, all motorcyclists, you know, and they all beat on you or whatever. So it's like, okay, you got a thing for boots and leather, you got a thing for abusive men. That kind of tells me the type of, you know, people that you, that type of person that you are. You know, like, you're either somebody who's, like, say, into that, you know, type of lifestyle, you know, or somebody who has, like, a low self-esteem that allows, you know, people to walk all over them or whatever. Or, you know, if you got with a person, the past relationships, the person was, you know, they provided for you or whatever, like they was into business and they made all of this money and everything. Like, you know, you're a person who's, like, you know, materialistic and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So if
well,
depending, you know.
Go ahead.
Yes,
but you know what, sometimes not, I mean, sometimes you just attract a certain kind of person. And I'm going to speak on my particular situation. The last person that I dated, the beginning, you know, we really got to know each other before we started, like, going out or whatever. But just in listening to the conversation about the past women that were in his life, there were certain kind of women that he, I don't think he attracted them. Those are just kind of women that I don't know. I can't even say. But I was the complete opposite of that. And I think that sometimes when you date a certain type of person and you know they're not necessarily good for you, you try and break that cycle, but something else will draw you back. But it's not always that I attract, or I'm attracted. Yes, there are certain characteristics about men that I am attracted to, but I don't always attract that kind of man. And it's not a bad thing. It's mostly a physical characteristic, not whatever. But I think it's important that people get to know each other before they even go out on that first date.
Right.
Or, you know, before they meet. I think it's important because suppose, I'll just use Facebook for an example. You know, you meet somebody on Facebook, you guys are chatting back and forth, and you're really just chatting. You're really not getting to know that person. And you decide to meet and go out for happy hour or whatever. Do you really know who that person is? You don't know what that person, what they're capable of. You don't know, and I'm talking from a woman's standpoint, you don't know if he's got other females that he's seeing that could be stalking him, who in turn are going to stalk you. You know, you guys are out somewhere and all of a sudden something pops up like cheaters. You know, somebody walks,
now,
stupid like that.
You know what?
That's why,
Veronica, you're right. You're right about that. You know, if you just mind me cutting in for a minute, you're definitely right. I think with that aspect, that's where a good judge of character needs to come in. You know, you know, right off the bat, you can't, like, you have to, I mean, my mother always told me common sense ain't too common, but, you know, for the people who actually has it, you know, things like, you know, you put two and two together, like, when does this person, only, you know, if you guys are talking, when do you guys talk? Like, if you guys are talking only during the daytime, only during daylight hours, that should tell you something like, well, maybe he has somebody laying up next to him, you know, or, you know, or he has, you know, something or whatever, you know, just something like that. But, you know, you use your judgment. You know, you don't just, you know, be oblivious, you know, to the things around you, because sometimes, you know, when you let people talk, they'll tell you everything that you need to know about them.
Yes, you hit it on the head. You hit it right on the head. And as much as I talk, because I talk a lot, I listen. And even though I'm talking and you're saying something and I'm saying something, I'm hearing every word you're saying, and it's right dead smack in the middle of my forehead. And I'm like, okay, danger, danger, Will Smith, Will Robinson, whoever that is, danger, danger, yeah. But you're absolutely right that you listen long enough, everything you need to know, that person's going to tell you.
Yeah,
without
they'll tell you.
And you don't even,
exactly.
Don't even know what they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But I think that people right now are too trusting. They rely too much on social media to be the judge of a person's character, because we're all sitting behind a keyboard. We can say anything we want to say, and sometimes people are naive enough to believe it.
Right. Let me hold on, not to cut
you
off.
Read...
Someone in the chat room is saying the caller online is real in depth with what you're saying. And I said, yes, good show. And we have a couple other callers online. Anybody want to get online and get in, chime in with us? Y'all can press the one and I'll let y'all mics open. But go ahead and finish talking, y'all.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I'd rather be on a keyboard today. I have no idea how nervous I am right now. on the damn radio. Oh, God. But anyway, when dealing with people, I'm a strong believer in, you know, you have to, I would say, like, you know, take things at, like, face value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what they are, and for the meantime, it's, you know, until they, you know, show you something else. You know, but, I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving people the benefit of the doubt. And there's nothing wrong with, say, taking a leap, you know, a leap of faith also. I guess it's kind of the same thing. You know, you taking a leap of faith and, you know, giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, you're not exactly sure, but you're just hoping, you know, it's like a hope that, you know, they're going to be what they say they are, or they're going to be what you want them to be, or what you think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
right.
It's all relative. You know, when you're dealing with relationships, it's all a chance. You know, you're just taking a chance all around.
But why do you think dating is so hard now? Why is it so difficult?
Because of the society that we're living in. People are crazy.
Oh, my God.
People are selfish.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, that's it for me right there. People are crazy. People are selfish. You know, people are crazy for more than one reason. You know, they're either psycho killers or whatever, or it's, you know, it's a situation of, you know, I caught a disease and I'm trying to give it to everybody who I can, you know, and people are selfish in the sense of, you know, he hurt my feelings, so, you know, to hell with all men, their feelings, or, you know, all women and, the, you know, whatever. You know.
I'm just thankful that I'm not that bitter.
Right. People
are
real jealous nowadays,
oh my God.
Too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to be one of them types that later on be like, oh, I wish I had did this, did that. No.
Yeah,
I'm going to have my little fun. Some things is just good for the moment. But it is what it is.
Yep.
Oh, these callers online being shy. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4 other people online being real shy. Come on, press that one. Don't be acting like that. Don't make me open your mic up.
I won't say anything. I'll just sit here and listen. I'll just listen.
917. I got a 601, 917, a 973, and a 240 area code. But it's okay. I mean, do y'all have any questions
your
or
business.
Anything you want to say?
Telling the business.
Right. Mm. So, Joseph, when the last time you've been on a date?
When's the last time I've been on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I want to say.
Hmm?
I want to say it was Red Lobsters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you been on a date?
When?
Well, yeah, I'm a workaholic. I want to say like sometime last year. Sometime.
Oh boy.
Yeah, last year. Like before the New Year's, you know. I'm workaholic. I work a lot, you know.
Right.
You know.
Okay, we have another call. I got to open up the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, 973.
Yes, how are y'all doing tonight?
How are you and who
I'm
are
good.
We talking to?
All right, y'all talking to Victor.
Hey, Vic.
Oh, Slickster.
Oh, here we go to Slickster. Oh, man. Yeah, I was just trying to get a feel of where the conversation was going. And I was just listening in. And I know I missed the last time y'all had the talk show, but I said I wasn't going to miss this one. So it's mostly about relationships. Am I correct?
No, I mean, I open up the page for y'all to decide what y'all want to talk about.
Okay. All right. Huh? Is this Tiffany?
Yes, this is Tiffany.
Oh, all right. Now I got the voice to match with the pic. Okay. All right. I should have known it when you said Slickster.
Yes.
All right. I could give you a perfect example of, you know, I mean, some of the things that goes on, especially things in relationship change as you get a little older and get back out in that dating field. a lot of things change. You know, you find out there's a lot of people, there's a lot of people that's looking out for not just love, but it's mostly help as well. You know, either they want you to move in with them or, you know, just help them out on bills and things of that nature. You know, it's not really, I don't know, is it about love anymore? You know,
some things seem like an arrangement.
Now, you know what it, you know what it is, Victor?
What
it's
is
not that, I feel like it's not so much about love anymore. Love is just not enough these days.
No, it's not.
It's about a lot of other things. I hear what you're saying too. Like you know, they're not doing it. People not doing it for the love. But you know, some people to them, love is not enough.
Right.
You know, for anything, for a relationship, for a marriage. They just, you know, just because we're in love or whatever, you know, they, I don't mean, you know, we should be together or anything. Me personally, I could love from a distance. I could love somebody.
Oh, that's right. You're exactly right.
You know, if they're not for you, you know, they're not good for you, not good for you mentally and physically and emotionally, then, you know, they got to go.
Right.
Straight up.
Exactly.
I said now, you know, you look at, you know, I mean, people credit ratings, you know, I mean, their responsibilities, the type of job they got. It used to be, you know, if she was cute in the face and sticking away or had long hair or whatever, you know, you marry them up. But it's not even like that no more. You know what I mean? It's a business arrangement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What can we do and what can we build on? You know what I mean?
And that's very sad. You know that, right?
Is what?
That's sad. It's sad.
Is it? Is it really? It's not sad.
It's sad on both sides. It's sad that that's the way it has to be, but it's sad that it's the way it has to be because
that's right.
Like,
because
on
two people
side, like,
together in a relationship,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They got to be a team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
you know what
is working all his life. Yeah, he established himself and everything, and then you know, take Veronica for example. She, you know, wasn't nowhere near established as you know Victor is, and they get hitched, they get together, and get divorced or whatever, and then meanwhile she ends up with half of what he has that he worked hard for,
right?
Everything, but you know, so that's sad, and it's sad same scenario, and Victor loves her. And just feeling her and everything, but he feels like, well, damn, maybe we're not compatible together because she's not, you know, financially on my, you know, on my level and everything. Like, that's not cool either.
Right,
like catch 22,
I mean?
You can't win on, you know, win for losing.
Yeah.
And is that what
exactly
people are actually looking for? Somebody to match them dollar for dollar or career to career or whatever?
Some people.
Is that really important, though? And I'm not saying it in a negative way.
No, you go ahead, Veronica. You finish.
I guess because I look at what used to be. And I know it's not always good to go back in the past, but I look at what my parents did, okay? They met each other young. They worked hard. You know, my dad worked hard, my mother worked hard, and they put what they had together and made us happy. My sister and myself.
That's because they were a different breed. They came up with a different
what
breed
I'm
or
is,
whatever. You know?
But the point I'm trying to make is, where did we lose that? Like, there are still people who are striving for better, that want better, but in the same breath, they want to be loved. They want to be in love or whatever, however you want to phrase it. But because everybody is out for themselves and what can you do for me and how much do you have, they are not concerned about what their heart feels, what their head feels. They're not concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying is sad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because there is more to life than just dollar for dollar.
You're
really.
You're right. You're right. But let me ask you this though, Veronica. Well, why can't you? Who say that you can't protect yourself? Like, don't you have that right
absolutely.
To protect yourself, your heart, and everything?
Yeah.
But absolutely.
So that's
kind of
a lot to have to do with it too.
But if people are so wrapped up in having their heart padlocked and cemented and whatever, there might be that one person out there that is not everything that you want, but a lot of things that you would hope to have in a person in your life. And because you've got so much stuff built up and your view of what another person of the opposite sex is supposed to be to you, that you forget what really matters. I mean, what really matters? Sometimes people get so caught up in going to work, making a dollar, they forget about the other things that are important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true.
I understand what you mean,
that's
but
true.
You know, I mean, when you talk about financial situations at the end of the month and stuff, and what bills got to be paid, you know, what I mean,
mm-hmm.
two incomes always beat one.
Absolutely.
You know, but you also have,
but a business relationship,
some people that don't
other
even
issues.
Believe in work. Then.
That's true. That is true.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe when you go into it
one income.
As a business relationship, that means that you're really not caring about the other person, their feelings. That means that opens up that window for, okay, well, I'm working long hours and I work alongside this person, and you know what, let's stop over here for a drink. And those kind of things lead to other things when you may be with
mm-hmm.
someone, but it's a business relationship.
Now, but Veronica, the thing is, though, it's not, I see what you're saying, but I don't think it's all together so cut and dry as like a business relationship. It's more like a logical thing, you know. It's more logical for me to, you know, go and, you know, get this money this way because I make more money than, you know, she will or, you know, she does or whatever. So let's do this and you can do that because it's, you know, it's
right.
like a logical thing to do. So, but it just winds up turning out that way. Like, you know, we at some point we all lose, you know, lose our focus and we lose our perspective of things. But you know, it's just a matter of you know getting back to it and you know knowing what you're trying to do. And you know, as far as the whole, you know, what's important, like you know, when you're saying how you know you work in. And you know you get caught up, and you miss out. Like say you miss the one person that you know not everything that you want, but it's not you know not as bad. And it's like
mm-hmm.
if that happens, what it's going to be the end of the world for you? I mean, some people
mm-hmm.
honestly, yeah, it is. You know, some people they can't be by themselves; they just got to be with somebody. You know,
true.
I mean, then
you
have
yeah,
you know,
that's
who
true.
Don't, you know, who don't mind being by themselves. You know, they all right. I mean, me personally, you know, if I'm not with nobody, it's you know, not the end of the world for me. I, you know, it's not like
no.
I don't have love in my life and I like that. You know, I keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if it comes, it comes. And when, to me, like you know, it's important yes to have, and there's nothing wrong. It's, and I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking love. I'm not knocking affection. And everything is great. It's wonderful, but it's like if you don't have all of that, you know, you're not gonna. That's not like the only essential things in life that you need. You know, you got a roof over your head, food in your stomach, clothes in your back. You know, kids is fed. You know, same thing. Like you all right? You living?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're
absolutely.
Supposed to do? It's just you know relationships and all that. It's just like a luxury. It's an
exactly.
extra added luxury in your life.
Well, hold on.
It
we
really
have another
is.
Caller that want to join in because we have a few minutes left, about 6 minutes left, so I want to put this person in. Hold on, y'all.
Okay.
Caller? Caller 601? Hello?
Hello,
state
how
your
you
name
doing?
Where you calling from. All right, and you?
My name is William.
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hey, William.
In the house.
How you feel about what we're discussing tonight?
I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying listening to your topic. With me, as far as the relationship I was in for over 20-some years, and now I'm starting to get back in this dating scene and trying to figure out what it's all about. I'm looking for an individual. I'm 50 years old. I'm looking for a friend. I don't need no individual to meet me financially. I'm looking for the individual to smile with. I'm looking for the individual to laugh with.
Companionism. You need a companion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
To laugh with, to cry mm-hmm. with, to lean on the shoulder, and all the other good things that 20-year relationship kind of slid away from me, and now we're on, you know, it's over with. But I'm getting back into this dating thing, trying to figure it out. But that's what I'm looking for. But if it doesn't come to me, like it doesn't come to me, myself, and be happy by myself, but I do, and would like to meet that a good friend that would make me laugh.
It's phone. You can't hardly hear him.
Your phone breaking.
So my phone's breaking up.
Yeah,
because I can hear it as well.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is after my 20-year marriage that ended, now I'm looking for that. Trying to get back in the dating scene and trying to figure out how this goes about. And I'm just looking for someone that'll make me laugh, make me happy, make me, you know, smile, joke. Go out and eat, you know, shoot, even just going to McDonald's or KFC. I don't need all the extravagant things. You know, if that's what I'm looking for. I have my own. Everything I got is paid for, so I don't need nobody to come, okay, you got to compete. I don't need that. I already got that. I just need someone to say, okay, look, I got a tear coming out of my eye. Can you wipe it off for me? You know, that's what I need.
Well, damn.
You know, can you wipe my face for me? You know, she got a tear. Do you want me to wipe your tear? You know, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. I like that. Well, not to cut you off, because we, like, got 2 minutes left, and I want everybody to, you know, say what they got to say to end the show. So I'm going to start with caller 856.
That's me.
Miss Veronica.
That's all I can say, I'm just. But I think just how I'm going to speak for me. I just have an open mind to a lot of things that perhaps, say 10 years ago, I maybe did not have an open mind to. And things are just, you know, I'm just learning to laugh and just deal with each situation as it comes and each individual as they come. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
646.
That'll be me.
Yes.
What do I have to say about the editor? Well, I would say keep your heart open, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your mind clear, and I guess just let everything else fall in place.
Good word.
I'm sorry?
I said that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, really. That's all, you know. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Well,